USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fireworks at Mount Rushmore. President Trump kicked off his 4th of July weekend with a speech at the South Dakota Monument. He said the country is under attack from a left-wing cultural revolution.
As we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children.
The president's remarks come as a new debate about racism and the country's early ties to slavery continues. Trump has been attempting to crack down on those destroying statues by way of an executive order. Wall Street closed Friday because of the holiday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A white couple in Michigan faced felonious assault charges after a viral video showed the woman pulling out and pointing a gun at a black mother and her daughter.
Get the f*** away. Are you gonna hit? You gonna shoot me?
Get the f*** away.
The incident happened outside Detroit. The mother, Tequila Hill, said it began when the white woman bumped her daughter. The Oakland County Sheriff identified the couple as Jillian and Eric Westenberg. CBS News reports Eric Westenberg was fired from his job at Oakland University behind the incident. America posted the largest single-day total of coronavirus infections since the pandemic began. More than 57,000 cases were tallied a day after a peak of more than 55,000, the seventh reported high in 9 days. At least 20 states set record highs for the average of new cases over a 7-day period. Kimberly Guilfoyle, a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign and girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr., tested positive for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An NFL team is finally considering a name change.
After many years of discussion, changes may be in play for the Washington Redskins. And a statement came from the team today which stated, in light of recent events around the country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the name. Team owner Dan Snyder has been under more pressure in recent weeks to change the name, given the national focus on human rights and social justice. FedEx, which has naming rights to the team's stadium under a $205 million deal, requested the name change. Also, sponsors Nike and Pepsi are under pressure to sever ties with the team unless it changes its name. Chuck Haskins, Cherokee Nation president, is excited about the possibility for change.
This name, Redskins, was offensive yesterday. It'll be offensive tomorrow, and it was offensive when the Redskins adopted it, I think, in the 1930s, but I think we ought to applaud progress where we find it in this country.
Nike has also appeared to remove all Redskin gear from its online store. The other 31 NFL teams are listed, and the search for Redskins came up with zero results. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hours after that, Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians said they would be doing a similar review. The team said they've had ongoing discussions organizationally on the issue and that recent social unrest only underscored the need to keep improving as an organization on issues of social justice. The team became the Indians in 1915. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.